The son in this story and the daughter have paid extra money to be present when their mother is burned. She's waited 2 weeks for her slot in the furnace. They need to know the body is her. The mother's face shriveled leather, her jaw somehow bigger, as if startled by her square pine container. They scatter petals on her once-green irises, leached like sea glass. One petal drops into her mouth. The furnace attendant in this story wears dirty clothes, stained with booze and fried chicken. His job comes with free lodgings down the corridor from the chamber. He's become impervious to the smell, to the 3-hour searing between body and powder. He breaks the silence with a grunt, gestures for the sun to pull the switch. Could have made $50 salvaging that pine box. Cluttering the loading zone, his heap of used but unburned cardboard coffins, scribbled on with black marker the names of the dead. The mother in this story, right up to the end, wore color-matched shoes and Miss Dior perfume. She would have rather died than lie down in a place like this.